You strike me as a fan of Peppermint Patty.
Mm.
Yes. And then Marcy.
I like that. You talk about
a looker, that Marcy. Yeah.
With a little bit of sunshine late this afternoon and live from Lexington, Kentucky with a balmy 60 degrees, here comes week 18 in the NFL. Welcome once again, Sports Rockers, to the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. Dead Air Dennis here with my cohort, Beer Man.
Hola.
From Classic Rock 92.1. And now, your host with the most, Brian Tyler. Brittany Fox.
Brian Tyler of the Bottom Lane on ESP Radio. We can see the future.
Welcome to this, the final week of the NFL, Brad.
Thank God that we don't have to do this podcast for a full 45, 50 minutes.
We haven't discussed whether we're going to do this in the postseason.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we are?
Well, are we not going to break down the playoffs?
Of course we are.
It's Loser League Town match there, yes.
Let's get to it. Gears to grind? Nope, I don't have any. Okay, week one, game one.
I have gears to grind.
All right, let's do it.
Now, we know what happened Monday night, and I'm not an expert. You guys aren't an experts. Believe me, I know you guys. You two aren't experts. And all our listeners out there, we all know what happened Monday night up at Riverfront Stadium.
Paycor Stadium.
Paycor, whatever. Still Riverfront to me. But the counted Monday's game didn't count. So let's move past the horrible thing that happened. What happened in our little fantasy league? Do you have a ruling for us, Commissioner? What happened in our fantasy league?
So you and I discussed last week on the podcast that we would just call it a tie no matter what. In my other league that I was commissioning, there is a guy that had Joe Burrow going, was down by about 15 points when the game was called. I sent them a text and said, you know what? It's going to be a split championship and we're just going to call it there. They both agreed to it. So two ties.
Wow.
My gears to grind is Bart Scott. On ESPN.
He says it's T. Higgins' fault.
Saying basically it's T. Higgins' fault, which is ridiculous. You know what T. Higgins did after the game? He went to the University of Cincinnati Medical Hospital where he has stayed ever since. He says, I'm not leaving this hospital until I know DeMar's okay.
Mm.
Class. Zach Taylor also went to the stadium, and Zach went up to Sean McDermott after the game, when the game was in its postponement stage, and Sean said, I can't coach this game. And Zach said, fine.
We win.
No.
I'll be very interested to see if they make this up.
Yeah.
Because they could postpone the playoffs and play this the middle of the following week or whatever. Because the NFL is that kind of league where they will make this up.
The ESPN is that kind of.
They are now.
They're that kind of whatever, Disney, greedy, hungry bastards that would allow a guy like Bart Scott to get on the air and make that kind of accusation. Because that's, well, last year he was saying the Ravens should headhunt for Joe Burrow. So, I mean, it's not new. This guy's an idiot.
Get Skip Bayless off the air. Get Bart Scott off the air. I mean, your true character, I think, is coming through in some of this stuff.
Okay, let's get to the games.
Any more gears to grind, guys? Anything else before we get started?
It's not a gear to grind, but I'll go the opposite direction. I think DeMar's charity is now up to $4.5 million.
Crazy.
It was less than $4,000 before the game started. And I gotta send this shout out. So Andy Dalton and the Cincinnati Bengals, back in 2017, I think it was, knocked off the Baltimore Ravens in week 18. Buffalo Bills to the playoffs for the first time since 1999. So it's nice to see that Andy Dalton's charity got a lot of love there, and it's nice to see that Buffalo's.
Yeah, Buffalo and
DeMar,
Cincinnati are forging a friendship.
A nice little bond there. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Let's get to the games. Sorry.
What's your problem?
I just want to get to the games.
I'm trying to get to the games. Let's go to Saturday. We got two games on Saturday. The first one, in the desert, where I wish I was right now. Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes. Jared Stidham in Las Vegas. Why didn't I pick him up on fantasy last week? Chiefs, 9.5-point road favorites. Big total, 52.5. We'll start with you, Dead Air Dennis.
Well, Jared Stidham looked pretty good against San Francisco the other day, didn't he? Nobody ever would have guessed that he'd throw, three or four touchdown passes and put up 30 points. I'm taking Oakland in this because I think they're going to show up. I mean, it's been a terrible season for those guys.
What year is it?
Oakland. I'm sorry,
they
Las
moved
Vegas.
Back to Oakland?
I do that all the time.
L.A., Oakland,
Ken
Las
Stigler
Vegas.
And the snake.
The snake.
The signal.
Yeah, and George Blanda. I am taking the Las Vegas Raiders.
I'm still thrown off by...
Kansas City wins the game, but I'm taking the spread.
They go from a number one seed last year to out of the playoffs this year. I'm going to take Jacksonville and lay the six.
Attaboy, everybody's going to take Jacksonville in this game. Give me the Tennessee Titans, who got their starters rested last week for this game. And Joshua Dobbs, I watched the game. Joshua Dobbs did not look that bad. Tennessee covers, but Jacksonville may win.
Jacksonville has won and covered four in a row. Tennessee lost six in a row. 0-5-1 against the spread in those six games.
Would you like for me to give you my tired and huddled masses?
Yes. I am taking the Titans. Have you seen the coach of the Titans? As somebody is rather cold and
yeah, it's freezing
up the
in here.
Well, I'm not the one who does that.
I know that.
Why don't you turn off the fan over there? Anyway.
Not going to do it.
All inside jokes, people.
Inside jokes, inside baseball, and inside the spread is where the Tennessee Titans are going to end up. Have you seen the coach of the Titans this week? He looks like he's been in Las Vegas for 5 days, and he's headed to the airport, and he's just bushed and tired. He needs a vacation. He might get one after this game, but they're going to be ready to play. Give me the Titans getting the points on Saturday night. Next game. Let's go to Sunday. Quarterbacks, we don't know all the quarterbacks yet because we're sitting here on Wednesday night. Let's start down in Miami. Is it Teddy Bridgewater? It may be. I guess the Jets and Mike White. Jets, somehow, some way, a one-point favorite in this game, Dennis.
Yeah, I don't like this game at all, and I don't have a pick yet, and that's because I'll take the Jets if they get 3 points. So just write that. If you're following along with a notepad and pen, as I often do, just write New York Jets plus 3. Otherwise, scratch through it. Beer man?
I don't know if
I don't know what to write down in my notes here.
That's a flame out.
So what is the line right now?
One. Jets by one. That's what we're going by. We have to.
You're talking a 4-point swing.
And it's in... Yeah, more than I.
Yeah.
Dick. And the game is in Miami,
Sports
right?
Radio,
if the Jets are 20.25, dogs.
WLXG Lexington and LM.
We don't get to make a
broadcasting.
I do when I play a part.
I love when I go to the betting window and I'm like, here's what I'm want to do.
Here's what I'll do. I'll give you this.
I'm making a 36-point parlay here.
Hey, Dick.
36-point teaser.
Dick Taylor. Dick Beerman. What's
Tyler, sir.
Where's the game being played?
Miami.
I'm taking Miami.
Well, that was tough. that was more difficult than it should have been, I feel. Beer Man, you're up.
I think the Jets were, ousted last week. I think they are done with the season now. I think Miami still has slightly something to play for, so I think Miami's going to come out guns a-blazing. And I'll take the underdog Dolphins.
They allow guns in the NFL now?
Pew-pew.
Zach Wilson quarterbacking?
Zach Wilson will not be the quarterback, and it's Mike White.
Okay.
I am taking the Jets because of Mike White, and I'm not convinced Teddy Bridgewater is going to play in this game. Skylar Thompson was last week. I didn't like what I saw there. Yes, give me the Jets here because, they're the road team here going to Miami. Miami deserves to be out. So, yeah, give me the line move to the Jets. Give me that team. Next game, Cleveland Browns, Deshaun Watson. And Kenny Pickett of the Steelers. Everybody knows Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season.
These two teams do not like each other.
That is true also. Steelers, 2.5-point home favorite. Cleveland and the 40.5 in this game with Deshaun Watson versus Kenny Pickett. Beerman.
So Pittsburgh's a 2.5-point favorite?
That is correct.
That doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. I'll take Cleveland and take the points.
Myles Garrett came out and said that Cleveland wants to beat Pittsburgh, and Cleveland is the better team right now. And Deshaun Watson has been rounding into some form of his former self. Give me Cleveland.
And the wrong play. Again, both of you. Steelers 5-1 straight up, and 5-1 against the spread last six games. They're coming alive at the right time. Using Cleveland,
they're still not going to make the playoffs.
Browns have won 4 of their last 6, but. They're eliminated. I don't care what you tell me. Pittsburgh's not eliminated. Each of Cleveland's last six games gone under. Don't be afraid to go under the total here.
Yeah, I like the under, too.
I love Pittsburgh here. Only getting having to push 2.5. I'll take the Steelers here in this one. Next game. Houston Texans and Indianapolis Colts. Sam Ehlinger and Davis Mills. A quarterback battle for the ages. And by ages, I mean this week only.
Go ahead. Come to me first. I'm ready.
Colts, 2.5-point favorite. Total, 38. Dinner Dennis with a coin in his hand, looking like he's about to flip it.
Indianapolis is heads. That other team, what are they? Texans. Tails. Heads. Colts.
Do not bet this game.
Basically what I just said.
Yeah. Do not bet this game. This is worthless. This is not about coaching. This is not about stars. This is literally about whoever decides to show up.
Take the under.
Take the under. I'm going to take Houston only because they're getting points, and I do believe they tied Indianapolis earlier in the year.
I was going to say that might make a good bet, to bet that game to end in a tie.
To end in a tie again.
Two teams that'll be on the golf course next week. They'll be on the beach. They'll be sipping drinks with umbrellas in them, much like I should be this time of year. I'm going to take Houston for the exact same reasons the beer man did. I'm kind of because I'm getting 3 points. Sam Ehlinger, not one. I think the Colts were my preseason AFC representative for the Super Bowl. Not so much.
What happened?
A lot. Quite a bit happened. Give me the Texans and two and the points. Next game. Let's go down to the ATL. Now, well, let me get this straight here. Tom Brady and Tampa, division champions. Atlanta, out of the playoffs. Desmond Ridder is a quarterback. Falcons are 4-point favorites here. Total 40.5, beer man.
You know, I think Tampa kind of wants to go in at least with momentum. You know, Tampa Bay's getting 4 points. Brady probably going to play, probably not going to play. I don't know. Again, I probably wouldn't bet this game. It doesn't mean anything. I don't like betting any game in the last week. I'm going to take Tampa Bay again only because they're getting points.
I love betting the last week of the NFL because that's where you get a little bit of value here and there. I'm taking Atlanta in this game. The Falcons will want to win. They're trying to break in the rookie. They're going to play their starters a whole game. Todd Bowles says he will start the starters, but he didn't say for how long. Watch, Tom Brady will be out there for maybe the first quarter. Give me Atlanta.
Tom Brady's at the end of his career. He's got some incentives based on yardages and touchdowns, and he wants to get his little record-breaking numbers a little bit higher. He's going to play a little bit, probably into the second half. I'll take Tampa and the points here. Now, this is not when I'm running to the window, though, but I'll take the 4 because Falcons, you're going to make me lay 4 with them. They started 6-0 against the spread. They're 2-8 against the spread since then. Regression to the mean. Give me the Tampa getting the points in this one. Next game, another NFC South game.
You guys just want to hand me your money now? We could do it that way.
Done.
Okay.
Carolina Panthers. New Orleans Saints, Sam Darnold and Andy Dalton. Another quarterback matchup for the ages. Saints, home 3.5-point favorites, 41.5 total, Dennis.
Neither team with anything to play for, but I think Carolina is the better team, and I think that Carolina has more reason to want to play. They seem to be more into their head coach, and the Saints do not seem to be into their head coach. They've got a better running game, and it ain't even close. And, you know, Sam Darnold's still fighting hard, so give me Carolina and the points, and could be an upset. You know, you might want to play that one straight up.
Steve Wilks has done a pretty good job as the coach of the Carolina Panthers this year. Since he took over for Matt Rhule, they almost made the playoffs, which is saying something the way that their season started to look. I do think that Carolina is at least playing to potentially keep Steve Wilks in a job. I'm going to take the Panthers in this one.
You both take the Panthers, huh? Give me the Saints and Andy Dalton. Let me lay the 3.5 right there. Saints have actually won 3 in a row, which is ironic because now they're eliminated from the playoffs. But, yeah, I'll take the Saints. I'll lay the 3.5 for the Saints here. Next game. Here we go. New England Patriots and Mac Jones. Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen. What do we do here? Are they another Hank Gathers Loyola Marymount from back in the day? Buffalo, 7.5-point home favorites. 42.5 total, beer man.
I like Buffalo to win this game. 7.5 is probably too many. against a team that is trying desperately to get into the playoffs. I don't like anything about New England this year. They overachieved for a Bill Belichick team, but I will take Buffalo to win. I will take New England to cover.
Yeah, exactly what he said. I don't like New England either, and don't like watching them. I don't like anything about that team except watching them lose. However, I do think they'll cover. You agree? I know.
No, I don't. Give me Buffalo. I'm going to lay the points at Buffalo at home. It's nothing other than emotion here. Nothing other than we're going to give it to, this is for you, you know, that kind of thing. We're going to give it to Buffalo. We're going to lay the points here at Buffalo.
That's not a bad call.
No, it's a very bad call.
I do think Buffalo could come out highly motivated in this
they
one.
They could, very well.
And they also could come out very flat.
They could come out flat, but I just, from what I've seen from that team this year and that coach,
those fans will definitely be ready.
Yeah, they're going to be ready to go. I probably wouldn't put money on this game with that line, but all of us said we like Buffalo to win, even with New England having everything on the line.
Next game, the other side of that Monday night game. Your Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow. 7-point home favorites over Baltimore. We don't know who the quarterback is yet. Total 42. The line is pretty much telling us probably going to be Tyler Huntley here, Dennis.
Yeah, I can't imagine them putting Lamar Jackson out there now after he's been out for, 4 weeks? And, you know, they were saying he might be back after 1 week. Nobody knows what's going on there. And if he did play, he's going to be incredibly rusty and very hesitant to take any chances.
What? Next game. 4 o'clock games. The L.A. Rams, Baker Mayfield. I guess the Seattle Seahawks, Geno Smith. Seahawks, 6.5-point home favorite, 41.5 total, Dennis.
Yeah, Seattle covered last week against the Jets. That game hurt me a little bit. I just don't think Baker is ready to give up, and that's too many points, and I'm not impressed with what I've seen from Seattle. I still think the Rams show up in this game. Give me the points.
So we all know that the NFL is scripted. Seattle has to win this game, right, so that Green Bay has to win to make the playoffs. Does that sound about right? Or does Seattle have to lose this game so Detroit and Green Bay have
Seahawks
to?
Seahawks need help.
They need Detroit to win, but they need a win also. Where's the game at?
Seattle.
Ooh, home of the 12th man. I'm going to take Seattle. L.A. knows they're, like you said, on a golf course next week, so I'll take Seattle.
Both you guys took Seattle?
No, he took the Rams.
He took the Rams. All right. Well, good. I'm going to take the Rams here. Give me the Rams. Baker Mayfield, although last week was not a good effort from him and the Rams. But Liam Cohen leaving the Rams next Monday and coming to Lexington, allegedly. We'll take the Rams, though. Getting the points up in Seattle. Next game. We don't know the quarterbacks for any of these games. Giants, Eagles. Is it Jalen Hurts? Is it Gardner Minshew? Is it Danny Jones? Is it Tyrod Taylor? Is it Brian Tyler? Eagles, 14-point home favorites. 43 total, Beerman.
14? Are you kidding me?
I'm reading the screen right here. Consensus line, minus 14.
Literally makes no sense whatsoever. I know Vegas knows what they're doing, but no, give me the Giants.
I think the Philadelphia Eagles will win this game, but it's story time with Dead Air Dennis.
Oh.
We go back to this season. Thank you. Well, keep going.
That's all I got.
Let's go back to 2013, the final game of the regular season. The New York Giants were playing the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Eagles beat the Giants. And I think.
Great story.
No, wait. Oh, hang on.
I am asleep.
And then a couple. See, it worked.
I am asleep.
I'm trying to read my scratches here. It was a meaningless game.
You prepared this?
It was a meaningless game, and Philadelphia beat the Giants and kept. Or, I don't know. Anyway, 2 years ago, Philadelphia sat Jalen Hurts. They lost, and it cost New York Giants a division title. Giants, payback time. Giants win.
Dallas Cowboys can still win this division. If the Eagles go from the number one overall seed for the entire season in the NFC to, in the last week, falling to the first wild card team, I don't see that happening.
No, I think Philadelphia wins, but I think the Giants can cover. I think we all know Brad's going to
Did you really take the Eagles minus 14?
No, I took the Giants.
Did you really take the Eagles minus 14?
No, I took the Giants.
Okay. Well, I like to disagree with you guys when you both agree, but...
Can't do it, can you?
I can't I can't lay double digits.
Do it.
It's against my religion.
Do it.
I'm going straight to the dungeons of you-know-where if I lay double-digit points. I'll take the Giants getting 14. Twist my arm. Yeah. Double-digit dogs, folks. If you've listened to this show, you know all about them. Next game.
No matter what, you got to go into the playoffs hot. It's rare that you see somebody that flounders in and then turns it on in the playoffs.
Flips and flops.
Yeah.
Nobody flips and flops.
Not on this show, we don't.
No.
Next game. Speaking of flips and flops, the Arizona Cardinals. Blau is your quarterback. San Francisco 49ers. Purdy is your quarterback. Just by the names alone. Niners, 14-point favorites. You don't say. Total 40.5, Beerman.
Arizona does not score in this game. At least they score less than 10. I know it's against Brian Tyler's religion, but I will take the 49ers in this game. They need Purdy to get all the practice and reps he can get before they go into the playoffs. They have a legit shot at winning the NFC.
Nope, San Francisco gets out to a big lead, and then they coast in the second half with their second-string, third-string players. Arizona covers.
Steve Young coming in for Joe Montana?
Yeah. Any minute now.
Wendell Tyler coming in for Roger Craig. Yes, there you go. Guess my religion. It's a religious game. It's it's a heaven-sent game. Give us the double-digit dog, Arizona Cardinals. The last game for Cliff Kingsbury as coach. So enjoy that, Cardinals.
Let's discuss coaches that are going to be fired at the end of
this. Let's don't do that. Let's just keep moving.
At the end of this.
Let's don't do that then.
Do you have something to do?
I do. I have.
He's got work to do. He prolongs the agony of doing his little job here. While us, we're just here for slaps and tickles. We're here to have fun and have a good time.
How long is your air shift every day, Brad Taylor?
It's 1 hour.
Every bit of 1 hour.
It's 1 hour. But that's the prep that I do, and I have to talk all by myself, it's a whole different ballgame than what you guys do.
You're saying it's a full 60 minutes?
Yes.
All the way?
Yes.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
Well, minus 18 minutes of commercials.
How does he do it?
A couple sports updates from the network.
12 minutes of commercials. Anyway.
So you're not also director of this station.
So your hour's not sold out.
Next game.
Next game.
LA Chargers. Justin Herbert. Denver Broncos. Russell Wilson. Broncos, 2.5-point home favorites here. How did that happen? Total 39.5, Dennis.
Yeah, your things that make you go home. Line comes into play here. I want to take the Chargers because I think they win it, but why is it just 2.5? Because what was it earlier this week? 3.5? Yeah, that's scary, right? But that came back to bite me last week because the Bears line was going down, so I took the Bears stupidly. I'm staying with the Chargers. The Chargers can improve to a fifth seed with a win, I believe. And that fifth seed keeps them from playing either Buffalo or Cincinnati.
That is correct. They're either 5 or 6.
I'm taking the Chargers.
I'm taking the Chargers, too. I think Denver just gave you everything that they had last week against the Chiefs, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I felt like they got up for that game because they consider the Chiefs a rival. But I don't think they get up for this Chargers game. So give me, as Dennis would say, give me San Diego.
So both you guys take San
Diego? Yes, you're taking Denver.
Denver all the way. They've covered 4 out of 5 since the last 5 games.
That must mean they're good.
That Christmas Day game. Give me Russell Wilson. A retribution game for him. Home dogs. Give me
Denver. I will say this. I don't want Cincinnati to play San Diego. Los Angeles.
That's a tough matchup.
Yeah. Dan Fouts will be back in town. San Diego. Chuck Muncy.
I don't like the history between the two teams.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wes Chandler. Okay. Kellen Winslow. Next game. Dallas Cowboys. Washington Commodes. Sam Howell starting for Washington, apparently. Dak Prescott for the Cowboys. Cowboys 7.5-point road favorites. 41 total. Beerman.
How about them Cowboys?
Oh, God. I just love them. Jerry Jones.
You know, it's... I think Dallas is going to come out ready to play. They haven't really taken it easy on anybody. That doesn't mean they've won them all, but they're ready to play every week. I don't think McCarthy is the right guy there, but I think they follow him.
And, rich and compelling, beer man.
Rich and compelling.
I think they come out to play too. Sorry.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. give me the Cowboys.
I don't. Is there anything at stake for the Cowboys to win this game?
Yeah, they could win the division.
Are they playing before Philadelphia?
They're playing at the same time.
Okay. And what's the line?
7.5. Cowboys, 7.5 point favorite.
Yeah, give me the Cowboys, -7.5.
So both of you take Dallas?
You're just taking what we don't.
Do you take Dallas?
I took Dallas.
You took Dallas? Give me Washington. Give me the Commodes. Wow. They have a quarterback, Sam Howell. Got something to prove. They'll be playing for something at least. Dallas has very small chance at a one seed, but it ain't happening.
Whopper, whopper, whopper after the game for every player?
Exactly.
Remember when you were in Little League? And the coach would take you to Burger King after the game.
We just got to go to the concession stand and get a snow cone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Those of us who struck out every time got nothing and liked it. So, anyway, next game, the last game, thank God. By the way, I have a disclaimer for this week after this is done. Detroit and Green Bay, Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers. Packers, 4.5 point home favorites. They win, they're in. 49 total, Dennis.
Yeah, both teams, right? Winning it.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Seattle would have to lose for Detroit.
That's right. I thought maybe there was a caveat there. Yeah, it sets up as the best game of the week. Wonder what the over is. Do you have that information in front of you?
If you were listening, it was 49.
49.
God, I just said it right before you started.
You should listen. It's a good show.
I don't like to listen, though. it's not my specialty. Singing is my specialty. They say, sing loud and clear for all to hear. Oh, wait, Santa says that. That's right. Another podcast I'm on.
Pick the game.
What's the
spread? You've got a lot of work to do, remember?
Is it 4.5 still?
It's 4.5.
Yeah, I want
you know what the total is?
I want the Lion.
Total's 49.
Stop being a jerk. Santa doesn't like that. I'm taking the Lions to possibly win outright.
Tom Brady makes the playoffs even though he's had a garbage season. Aaron Rodgers makes the playoffs even though he's had a garbage season. Green Bay's going to win this game, and it's going to be somewhat convincing, so I will lay the 4.5.
It's gut check time. Don't pull any punches. Don't drop the ball. Got time to step up. I like the cut of their jib. Give me the Green Bay Packers at home. I'm with you on this one, Beer Man. They're going to make the Lions look silly. 8-1 against the spread of the Lions the last 9. Going to be 8-2 after this one. Give me the Packers laying the points here.
Jared Goff, incredible in that dome. Not so much in the cold. I saw him play a game in Chicago when it was really cold when he was with the Rams. He was awful.
Yeah, okay. Wow. You know what? Dan Campbell's going to take his hands, and he's going to put them on both sides of the Matt LaFleur's head, and he's just going to lift him up, and he's going to hold him there midair for however long it takes for his body to sever from his head. That's what's going to happen to Green Bay.
Or he's just going to smash both hands together, and his head's going to...
As a Bears fan, I would love to see
right
Detroit
there in Lambeau
game.
For all to see. Telling you, it's going to be grisly.
And the ghost of Vince Lombardi will show up.
Vince Lombardi's dead?
Yes, the ghost.
Who exactly. knew?
The galloping ghost.
Quick disclaimer on the games this week. It is probably not in your best interest to bet more on all the games this week because there's so many things that we don't know. Who's playing hard, the quarterback situations. So it's like these bowl games in college football. You got to kind of figure out some psychology test almost. Who's doing what? And an information test. Who's playing, who's not playing. Do you guys agree with that?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was down last week. So
to me, this is like betting a preseason game.
I got to bet more this week. I was down last week.
Oh, but I bet all kinds of preseason games.
We did.
We did pretty well this year. I think we were 28-20 in the preseason.
By the way, I am ranked 56th now.
Oh, yeah. What are we? I need to pull that up real quick. See what.
Up from, I think, 86th.
Last time I looked, you were 20 games ahead of Brad, who was 20 games ahead of me.
Wow.
Yeah.
It must suck to be you.
A little bit.
Last time I counted, that's 40.
That's correct.
That's 40
I admit I've had a rough year.
Let's see. Dead Air Dennis Dillon, 99.9%. It's a good radio station. Brad Taylor, bottom line, 94.9%. That's not a bad radio station.
Pretty good.
Beer Man, 70.9%. Not even on the dial.
Hey, I will say this. I've moved up 10%.
Cheers to you,
mainly
buddy.
Mainly because some of the people in front of you probably quit.
I've moved up 10%.
Probably you're saying, why am I still doing this? This is worthless.
I suspect that there's a large percentage of that 125,000 people playing in the ESPN League that after a certain point in the season just don't even bother. But having said that, Beer Man, here's to you with a Coors Banquet Stubby held high in the air, almost finished. Cheers, buddies. Thanks for bringing these in.
And I might add, thank you.
And I might add that the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast is sponsored by Red State Barbecue.
Not unless I get some kickback.
We haven't. What?
Listen.
Who's got the money then?
Well, I do.
Well, what about the rest of us?
I don't know.
A three-man show, not a one-man, one-man gang over there.
Work out your own deal.
Oh, well, do you see how it is now?
Every man for himself.
In week 18, Dave Carroll is like, hey, I will bring you guys barbecue during the regular season after this week.
I love Red State Barbecue.
I do enjoy some Red State Barbecue. But
boy, should I bring my knife and fork next week?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Yes, we should.
Yeah. I look forward to it. I won't eat all day just waiting up for that, for that meal.
Screw that bucket of chicken.
Yeah, I'm going to start my own sports book here in Kentucky. First of all, we're going to get somebody to take care of Stivers for us. And then I'm going to start my own sports book, and I'm going to be the guy on the other side of the window. And, we'll be raking it in then, because then I have people like you guys coming up to the window. And easy money.
So I have two revelations to make on this final week of the regular season. Would you guys want to hear them now?
Yes!
Do you want more Dead Air Dennis story time? Number one, I just found out recently that I am related to Carson Wentz.
Well, that explains quite a bit.
Through marriage. Marriage. Right. Yep. My wife's niece is her previous husband's daughter is the wife of Carson Wentz. No joke. She was going to stay at our house for a while.
Carson Wentz?
No. The girl. I don't even know her
Things
name.
Aren't going well.
Secondarily, my second revelation on the show is that my wife, Mrs. Dead Air, her formal name, knows Robert Stivers personally.
Anyway, get
us
out.
I love you, fellas. Cheers to the weekend. Double down on everything. Let's go. Classic Rock 92.1. Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us, I think. But until the next time, as always, Mr. Stivers.
Well, the wheels have fallen off the wagon.
This is what you get, Dylan. May the winners.
Standing ovation.
Be yours. Get me out of here, boys.